Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on government's comprehensive approach to root out Naxalism. The participants are MP Nathaniel, former Inspector General, CRPF, and Neelav Srivastava, journalist.
The comprehensive battle against Naxalism has come into its decisive phase now. And as we all know that the union government, the central government, has given a deadline of March 2026 for the end of left-wing extremism in the country. If we see about the reports emerging out from the LWE-affected states, districts, especially Chhattisgarh, where the core battle is concentrated, we see that since January 2024, there have been more than 400 Maoist killing and almost close to 1,000 surrenders in multiple states, including Chhattisgarh. An operation on May 21, where a top commander of the Maoist, Basava Raju, was killed in the Bastar region by the security forces of Chhattisgarh and the central forces. I would want to understand, now that the declaration has just been made by the government, there is a comprehensive action plan vis-a-vis elimination of Naxalism and start of development works. We also see what is happening in Gadchiroli today. Gadchiroli is a LWE-affected district, Maharashtra, bordering Chhattisgarh, where the chief minister was present today and he initiated a slew of development works. So how do you see the pace of operations going on now at a time when the countdown has already begun to end the Naxalism by March 2026?
In fact, the government has got multi-pronged strategy to deal with Naxalism. And security forces have been given a deadline, which is 31st March 2026. So now the problem is these four strategies, these are to be implemented and these are already being implemented. The first strategy that they have adopted is to identify the supply network for the Maoists, from where they are getting the finances and other support group and all. So most of them are overground workers. They are also being rounded up. And the government is cutting off their supply line. And that leads to their starvation, not only for rations and other things, but also for the finances, for which they largely depend on the people. Then the development also is another strategy. They are going for development in a very big way in all those places where development has not been seen at all for ages together. Now the forces have penetrated into Abujmal area, and because of that, about 200 camps have been established. And we can say that the entire area is now covered by security forces. And because of the large cover by security forces, the Maoists are feeling strangled now. They're not able to move around. And that was the reason why they moved to some other place where the Operation Kagar was held. And in that operation, they suffered losses. And many of them, they branched off into small groups to other places. And many of them were killed also, as you know. But the development, because of that, has started in the areas which were earlier dominated by the Maoists. Then the third strategy that was adopted is to establish communications between the government and the villagers. And for that, earlier there were no roads and all. Now the roads are being constructed. Of course, in between they had brought in Border Roads Organization and they had constructed some road to Jagdalpur to Gidam Road, which was about 20 years back. And that was a stretch of about 110 kilometers. Now they are again roping in the BRO to construct roads where the villagers can be made accessible. And this is about 125 kilometers, work has started. And within the next few months, I think, the Border Road Organization will be able to complete that 125 kilometer road also, on which they have to even construct about 30 bridges. So once this communication is established between the villagers and the security forces, the development automatically starts penetrating into all these villages. People can now move around to city areas. And they can also go to hospitals, which are a little far off, by bus. And then we have the fourth strategy, which is to counter the information that is floated by the extremist element over there.
Right.
So for that, the security forces are doing a great job. And they, in constant liaison with the public, they are able to clear all this misinformation that is floated by the Naxalites.
Right. Spoke about the event that was held in Gadchiroli today. So as we know, Gadchiroli is in the eastern side of Maharashtra, bordering Chhattisgarh. There have been very recently, I was reading a newspaper and there I saw that the first bus has arrived in the interiors of the district. Let us first listen to this report from our Akashvani Nagpur correspondent Dhananjay Vankhede.
Strategically situated between Maharashtra, Telangana and Chhattisgarh border, Gadchiroli is a mineral-rich and aspirational district. The Naxal movement in the interiors of forest in Gadchiroli used to become a stumbling block in the development, but in the last 10 years, the joint efforts by center and state to curb the dominance of Naxalism has resulted into overall development of this tribal-dominated region. The Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis, today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various projects of Lloyd Metal and Energy Limited at Konsari in Gadchiroli district. This includes the inauguration of a 5 million ton per annum iron ore grinding plant at Hedari, an 85 kilometer long slurry pipeline with a capacity of 10 million tons per annum between Hedari and Konsari, and a pellet project with a capacity of 4 million ton per annum at Konsari. Last year, 24 Maoists were killed and 18 were arrested in Maharashtra. In the last few months, hardcore Maoists have joined the mainstream. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also praised the Maharashtra government for its initiative in driving development in Maoist-affected areas of the state.
Mr. Nathaniel, we have seen that the Home Minister has time and again said, and even the Prime Minister, different other union government leaders and state government, they have also urged the state governments to take initiative in this regard. And very recently, there was a government figure that said that the districts affected by LWE have considerably come down. And the most affected LWE-affected or the Maoist violence-affected districts has come from just from 12 to 6, almost 50%. So there was this once upon a time talk about a corridor being created from Pashupati to Tirupati, Pashupati in Nepal to Tirupati down south in India. So you yourselves have been one of the force commanders on the ground some years back. So how do you see this approach, and is it important? I would want to ask this as a question itself, that is it important to have security forces clearing the area first and then the development coming in the area vis-a-vis area which is affected by insurgency or extremism?
You see, the Maoists, they are deadly against any kind of development in their area. They want that the area should remain backward so that they are able to have their sway on the villages over there. And thereafter, they can have whatever they want. They can have their say in the administration of the villages. They have their own courts also. But now with the development taking place, the roads having been constructed, the forces are now penetrating into each and every area because of which the development has started. Of course, without any doubt, without the security forces, the development could not have taken place. Even for the construction of roads earlier, there was a lot of opposition to it. No sooner contractor started his work, his machines will be set on fire, or the contractor would be killed, or the labor would be killed. Now, that kind of thing is not possible because the security forces are dominating such a manner that the Naxalites cannot come anywhere near the construction site where the roads are being laid. So, development is possible only when the full security is provided in that particular area. Otherwise, development can't take place at all.
Before we move forward, we have our Raipur correspondent Vikalp Shukla who has filed this report. We'll listen to it first.
To fulfill the central government's resolve to make the country Naxal-free by March 2026, the final battle against Naxalites is going on in the Maoist-affected Bastar division of Chhattisgarh. While on one hand, operations are being conducted continuously to eradicate Naxalites, on the other hand, many schemes have also been started to connect the people of Bastar with the mainstream of development. The impact of Naxal eradication campaigns can be gauged from the fact that more than 200 Naxalites have been neutralized in various encounters with security forces this year alone. The central and state governments are working under a multi-pronged strategy. Security forces camps have been set up in the interior and inaccessible areas of Bastar so that the influence of Maoist is reduced there and peace can be established. The state government has implemented a new policy for the rehabilitation of surrendered Naxalites. As a result, many Naxalites have surrendered by giving up their weapons in recent times. Last year, state government has launched a scheme named Niyad Nilanar, that is, Your Good Village. Under this scheme, state government is providing benefits of various schemes to the villages within a radius of 5 km around the security forces camps established in the Maoist affected areas. Besides, basic facilities are also being provided to the villagers. Schools that were closed due to the the fear of Naxalites in these areas have been reopened with the aim of promoting tourism in Bastar. Monsoon trekking is also being organized for tourists this year. Events like Bastar Olympics and Bastar Pandum are examples of changing Bastar.
Mr. Nathaniel, when we speak about the entire gamut of the left-wing extremism, it's all started with almost, if I remember correctly, in 2007-8, there were at least 10 to 11 states that were affected majorly by the left-wing extremism. Our former Prime Minister has said that this was one of the major security, internal security challenges of the country. When it comes to this ambitious declaration of the Government of India, where March 2026 will be the last day of LWE in this country, you yourselves as a security analyst and an officer on the ground earlier, how do you see one of the three major kind of security challenges or the internal security threats being eliminated in the country, and where does this lead us to?
In fact, the good thing that the Home Minister has given a deadline for the Naxalism to be crushed. And I'm sure that much before that, Naxalism will be wiped out from this country, largely because the security forces have got all the support from the government. They are getting the intelligence in the right manner on which they are able to take action. Over and above that, the security forces have dominated and developed the area. Because of the development, the intelligence is also pouring in without much of a problem for the security forces, on the basis of which they carry out operations in different areas. Now with this, I feel the government can expect that by December 31st, this country should be free from Naxalism. And we can't say that it will be completely, totally free. There may be a few elements here and there, but it will not be a very big challenge for the security forces, because as it is, they are already now lying low and they are having their last breath. And I think in a few months, we will get the news that Naxalism has already been wiped out.
Right. Now, when we speak about the deadline, as you mentioned, that the security forces are now getting penetrating deeper and deeper, what do you think is going to be the strategy of the government once we achieve that golden threshold of eliminating a good amount of, you said it will not go away exactly at one, it's not a switch on or a switch off button. But yes, once we achieve that threshold, what exactly remains the action plan for the government? Because ultimately, it has to be brought into the mainstream of the country. These regions, these people who have been affected by left-wing extremism have to be brought into the mainstream. So what do you think will be the action plan of the central government in tandem with the state governments?
Once this Naxalite menace is eliminated, there will be simply no problem in developing the area, and the people will come forward themselves to develop the area further by way of using the facilities. Like in Gadchiroli, now they have started few projects. One of them is a hospital project. Then they are opening schools. Apart from that, steel plant is being opened. And because of this steel plant being opened, thousands of locals and even others would be getting employment. And generating employment itself is a very big plus point for the government, because that will eliminate requirement of the Naxalites getting boys for recruiting in their own organization.
Ideology, you mean?
Yeah,
right.
So now they will not be able to recruit young boys also, because once they are employed in steel plants and other places, nobody would like to go and survive in the jungle facing so many difficulties. So the problem would be almost finished, and the people's support also will be easily forthcoming for the security forces there.
Right. Before we end, we have one last question for you, Mr. Nathaniel. There are a record number of surrenders that are happening. So what do you think about the surrenders per se and their rehabilitation in a very brief statement?
You see, there are about 1,500 Naxals have already surrendered, and moreover about 425 have been killed in various operations. Now, this has demoralized them so much that they cannot now again raise their heads in the same manner as they were doing earlier. The problem is that they have to be rehabilitated, and the government has come out with very alluring programs for the surrendered Maoists, and they are being paid 10,000 rupees each person who surrenders. Plus, they'll be given accommodation and skill training, which will help them in getting employment also. So this is definitely going to be a big plus point for the government, that they will be able to crush this Naxalite problem once for all in such a manner that they'll not be able to raise their head.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts, Mr. Nathaniel.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on government's comprehensive approach to root out Naxalism. The participants were MP Nathaniel, former Inspector General, CRPF, and Neela Srivastava, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.